Hello, everybody. How you doing? Welcome back to the D-Logic Podcast Show. I'm your host, Arnell. Welcome back to another episode. This is our last edition of our NFL division predictions. I'm here again with my boy, Good. How you doing, man?
What up, man? Thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure, man.
Oh, it's good, man. It's been good having you. As we've been going through, you know, giving our predictions and our records for all these divisions. We finally hit our last two. We're going to go over the AFC West, NFC West. These two divisions both had teams representing the Super Bowl, which was Kansas City Chiefs and the San Francisco 49ers. So we kind of decided to have these two last, you know, and go over these two divisions. Both divisions, I feel, are pretty strong. And I'll kind of explain that, too, as we go along. But as usual, we're going to start with the AFC West. And I'm pretty sure me and you probably have the same team to win this division, but I'm going to let you go first and let everybody know about who you got winning this division and the rest of the order after that.
Well, of course, you know, we're going to go with Kansas City.
Yeah.
It's pretty obvious. You know, shout out to Patrick Mahomes for his big contract, and then my boy Travis Kelce just got paid.
So. Yep, and they also locked up Chris Jones.
Yep. So, some major moves right there. I honestly got them going 13-3. Not much of a slip off since last year. You know, they pretty much keeping everybody. People are choosing to come back and win versus chasing money, and then they paying their big players. So that definitely helps a lot. So that's who I got taking AFC West.
I got you. And like I said, I got the same team. I have them going like either 11-5 or 12-4. It kind of like it's kind of gonna go about, you know, if they really need that last game or something like that. So,
right. So
either 11-5 or 12-4, I guess them kind of going that way. But yeah, I think this division is gonna be theirs for a while, as long as you got Mahomes there. I don't really see them losing this division. Maybe for like, maybe another couple years when they have to start paying like Tyreek Hill and Honey Badger and other players like that. But as of right now, they're pretty strong and locked up.
Yeah.
The only person they lost so far for the COVID is Damian Williams.
Yep.
I thought he should have – he opted out. I actually thought he should have been MVP for the Super Bowl, right. To tell you the truth. I thought he should have been. But so he opted out, but it really – it's not going to hurt him that much because they drafted Edward Classic. What's his name?
Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
Yeah, they drafted him from LSU, which was a good pickup even before he opted out. But now you got him now. He's going to take over all the first – he's been taking over the first team snaps, reps, and he's a good player. He can catch the ball at the backfield, very good runner. I think he was the first player in SEC to have over, you know, 1,000 yards rushing and over 50 receiving receptions. So he's a good football player. He's going to fit right in with that team. So, yeah, I have this team just, like you said, they signed pretty much their big top guys already. And I think, this is their division to lose. I mean, if they're healthy and everybody's there, they're going to win this division. Like I said, for maybe the next 3-4 years until they have to pay
Tariq.
Other players, you know, like I mentioned earlier.
Tariq. Yeah. Only reason I got them going 13-3, like you said, they might not need them last couple games, but they don't really have, like, no crazy, like, stretches on their schedule. The hardest stretch might be like Ravens and then the Patriots, and then they got like the Saints and then the Falcons, or vice versa. Like it's not like a bunch of hard games in a row like some other schedules.
That's true. Yeah, because even their first game was like, at first it was going to be tough, but you know after Houston got rid of you know Hopkins, to me I don't think it's going to be a tough matchup like everybody might think it might. It might be because it's the first game, maybe the first two quarters. Just so they can get their feet wet because you know they have no preseason games this year.
Yeah,
but I think after that they're going to roll and just, they're going to wash Houston in that first game pretty bad. I feel like.
Yeah.
And you know we all know what happened last year. They were down by 24 and came back and still washed them. So we're going to see. I think it's going to be a wash again. To tell you the truth.
Yeah, I don't see much changing there, honestly.
Yeah, for real, man. So we both got the Kansas City winning that division. Not a big surprise, but yeah, that's who we got. Who you got for your second team?
So this is debatable, but you know I'm gonna go with Denver for my second team. I feel like, you know, they lost some key pieces in the secondary. You know, one of my favorite corners of the league, Chris Harris Jr. lost my boy.
He actually stayed in the division, actually,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, he lost them. But they did get better on offense. They was already young at receiver with some, you know, Courtland Sutton and a couple other guys and Noah Fine at tight end. Now you pick up Jerry Jeudy.
Yeah.
And then Drew Locke showed that, you know, he's going to come out throwing that thing. And they picked up Melvin Gordon. So I think their offense is going to be pretty good, but they really young. And then defensively, you know, D-line is still pretty solid with Vaughn. Well, he more so linebacker, Jarrell. But you know how that go. You know,
yeah, he online, though. He online all the time. And they also added Jarrell Casey, too, to that line. Yeah,
but I still think they're going to be shaky. They still learning a little bit in that division. Plus, their schedule not the easiest, so I'm going to go with 7-9 for them.
Oh, okay. Dang, good. Dang. I mean, the rest of the division will be below 500 then in your eyes,
yes,
huh?
Sir.
Dang, yes, sir. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I think Denver also added another receiver, too, for what's his name? K.J. Hamler.
Yeah, K.J. Hamler. Yep,
Hamler from Penn State. Yep. Yeah.
So, two speed guy. Well, at least Cam Hamler, if healthy, he's a speed guy. Jerry Jeudy do everything, and then Courtland Sutton over the top, big receiver, red zone target, and Noah Fant just, you know, he might be one of the next good tight ends.
Yeah, and they have a pretty good 1-2 punch too at running back too with Gordon and Lindsey too.
Yep.
So that should be good. Okay, so for my second place team, I got the L.A. Chargers.
Yep.
I have them going 9-7. I think they might be like that. They also might be that last wild card team too. So I have them going 9-7. I think Tyrod Taylor, he's not going to, like, you know, take that many chances, but he's going to take care of the ball.
Okay.
And so I think he might take a little bit more chances now because I think he has a little better receivers now than he had up there in Buffalo.
True.
So I can see him kind of testing the water and going downfield a little bit more than he used to do. And like I said, he's a very good scrambler when he needs to run. Like I say, he takes care of the ball. Really. A lot of people like to call him a game manager. You can if you want to, but like I said, I feel like up in Buffalo, he didn't really have the best receivers that he got and have now. He got two good receivers. He also got a good tight end. He got a nice running back who could do everything, you know, catch the ball in the backfield, run the ball. So he's in a very good situation right now. You know, last year, the Chargers lost a lot of games by one possession. That's because Phillip Rivers turned the ball over a lot. So if Tyrod can take care of the ball, I think they're going to win a lot of those closer games again this year. But like I said, I haven't gone 9-7. Their defense, though, is going to be the key. That defense is low-key underrated right now. I feel like, you know, they just signed Bosa. They got Ingram on the other end.
Yep.
Hopefully Darwin James is healthy. He's coming back. Your boy you mentioned earlier, Chris Harris Jr. is with them now. So they have a good defense on that side of the ball. They just got to stay healthy. And if they can stay healthy, they're going to be the reason why they're in a lot of these games, tell you the truth. I mean, they're the reason why they was in the game last year. So I think this year, too, they'll be the same reason, too. And if like I said, Tyrod, he's known for taking care of the ball, so he's going to keep them in closer in a lot of games again. And then I think they might win those games that they lost last year. They might win those games this year because of him taking care of the ball.
That makes sense. I mean, I got them coming up, so I got my spiel. I actually got them my third team. I got LA as my third team.
Gotcha.
I got them only going 6-10, though. I'm going to tell you why.
Gotcha.
I love the defense. Derwin James, I loved him when he was at Florida State. You know, him being there, well, him being out last year hurt. Like you say, you bring over Chris Harris, you got a solid D-line. This is what I'm scared of. I need Anthony Lynn to go ahead and come with it and not let them blackball Tyrod again like Cleveland did. I don't know. A lot of people call me crazy for saying it, but I feel like it was so noticeable when Tyrod was in Cleveland. When he was in, they would run, and then throw the ball on 3rd and 12, 3rd and 15. But when Baker get in there, you know, as a rookie,
they're throwing,
giving them opportunity, giving them chance.
Yeah.
Now, you know, the first episode of Hard Knocks came out. You know, the Rams and the Chargers on that. Anthony Lynn on there saying, you know, he quoted, he was like, about Justin Herbert. You know, he drafted him pretty high. Yeah, I don't know if he's going to sit out the whole year. You know, he has a good chance he might play. So, I just don't want, you know, I want to see them do good. I only got them going 6-10 because I feel like, you know, locker room divided type of deal. And then usually, you know, when teams are hard knocks, they don't do as good.
That's true.
So, that's true. I got right. I got them, and it's the first year they're doing, you know, two teams and COVID stuff. I got them going 6-10 only because, you know, I can see some turmoil going down with the whole whose team is it. We drafted Justin Herbert for this. But I want to see Tyrod, you know, do good. But their schedule ain't necessarily the easiest either.
Yeah. See, I think Anthony Lynn, I know he said that, what he said, but I feel like he's going to give him a chance because he was with them up in Buffalo. I think he was a running back coach at the time.
Oh, yeah.
So I think he's going to give Tyrod the chance he deserves. I know. I think if Tyrod gets hurt or if he's really, really playing bad, I can see him making that decision. But he has to be playing really, really bad because, I mean, he stuck around with Phillip Rivers doing the shit he was doing. So I feel like Tyrod had to do, like, even worse than that for him to, you know what I'm saying, to let Herbert come in and take over.
I just think it's deeper than that, you know. I'm not trying to be that guy, but, you know, we ain't got that many black head coaches. Pressure going to be on him, or we drafted a quarter horse over here. we want to see him race. So, you know, he ain't going to have, you know, the leash is kind of short. I'm hoping that's not the case, but we've seen it with Tyrod. For some reason, it's Tyrod. With Tyrod Taylor.
Also, too, though, that you know, we're talking – Cleveland does do some strange shit, though. I mean, even though, like I said, that was messed up what they did to him, I do feel what you're saying, though, about that. Because, like you said, when Joe Barry got in the game, they were throwing that ball every play, it seemed like, and for the rest of the year year.
Before that, he got benched for Josh Allen. And we saw what he did in the playoffs. Yeah. And when Tyrod was there, they was number one rushing offense in the league, winning games. Yeah. They weren't throwing the ball, but he was managing the game, not turning it over. He gets benched for Josh Allen, and then he go to Cleveland, get benched for Baker Mayfield. So he keep getting benched for these young quarterbacks. It just seemed, you know, it seemed a little fishy to me.
Yeah, we'll see. I was gonna say, all those two coaches. I mean, I know Sean McDermott's a pretty good coach, but I think Anthony Lynn won't do him dirty, though. I think he's going to – I think it's Tyrod's job to lose.
I hope so.
It's his job to lose. That's how I hope it is. I feel like he's going to be like that, too. I think Anthony Lynn is that type of player or that type of coach where he's going to be like, you got to lose your job or earn your job. And I feel like if Tyrod is doing shitty, then, yeah, you know, you got to sit him down. But the type of player Tyrod is, I just don't see that happening, you know. I think they're going to give him a chance to let him throw the ball more because he's going to have better receivers than he had in Buffalo. Even what he had, because all he had in Cleveland was just Jarvis at the time. Yeah. So I think they're going to give him a chance and let him do his thing. And like I said, it should be his job to win or lose. It should all be on Tyrod's shoulder.
I'm hoping so. I really am.
I'm right there with you too. Yeah. Okay. So for my third team, I got Denver.
Uh-huh.
And I got them going 8-8. Like we mentioned earlier, they drafted, you know, two receivers. They have a pretty good young receiving core right now. Tight ends, up and comer. Good two running backs. Only thing I'm worried about is that their O-line is still kind of shaky to me. They're still kind of shaky. So that's my only question mark about the offense is that O-line. If they can only be able to hold up. I know they had a lot of holding penalties too last year. Yeah,
the same left tackle.
The same tackle, yeah. So he's a guy, yeah. So, and that's also the guy that got to protect the quarterback too. So that was worries me a little bit too. So hopefully he can get that under control and that offense line can hold up. But that's the only thing that to me that's like the weakest spot on that offense. On defense, like you said, they lose Chris Harris Jr. and some people in the secondary. But then I think they added Boye, right? Boye.
AJ Boye.
Yeah, they added him. Justice Simmons is a very good safety nobody really knows about in this league. You know, he's very good.
It's a big DB. I like him.
Yeah, he's a very good safety in this league. Question mark for me only is going to be the inside linebacker spot. I really don't know too much about them, to tell you the truth. That's the only thing that's going to worry me about them. That line, though, I like the front line. The front line to me is good. You know, you got, like you said, he's a linebacker, but Von Miller really is a defensive end, to tell you the truth. That's what he really is. And they got a great defensive coordinator, head coach, and Vic Fangio. So that their defense is going to be there. So it's going to be really on that offense about how the offense is going to do. It's going to be Drew Lock's like first official first season starting, you know, the whole entire season. So you know how that go when people get film on you. We're going to see how that going how they're going to be for him this year.
Oh yeah,
but he's a good quarterback though. I think like I said, he got some good weapons around him. So he's in a good situation. Then that's going to be up to him. The team's going to go how he goes. If he's playing a good game. You know, I don't think – I mean, even though he got a good defense, but it's still going to rely on him. You know, he got put points up, especially in that division, you know, playing Kansas City twice, and even playing L.A. Like I said, Chargers got a good defense too. So, you have to put some points up in that division, and it's going to be all up on him for how good they're going to be this year.
Yeah.
For a young quarterback,
I like his moxie.
I do too. Yeah, I like it. Yeah, I like how his confidence. I like what he got going right now. But yeah, so I got them going 8-8. You know, to me, they're about a 500 team. I mean, last year he didn't start the whole season. I think if he would have, he probably would have won a little bit more, maybe a couple more games than they did. So
probably so.
So yeah,
I see that.
Yeah, because they wasn't a bad team last year. They lost a lot of close games last year, too. You know, I mean, Joe Flacco, you know, he was showing his age last year. So I think he was done. He's about done anyway. So yeah, he's gone anyway.
Yeah. So, last in the division, you know how I feel about these dudes.
Yeah.
We got the Las Vegas Raiders. I'm a fan of John Gruden. I like, you know, what he does with like in the booth. I feel like he's a better analyst. Quarterback coach. Like, you know, he does like film room stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like he's better suited for that. You know, he do got a Super Bowl under his belt, but the reason
that was Tony Dungy's team.
Basically.
Yeah.
You know, what hurt me, we talked about this, the draft pick they made, you know, drafted Henry Ruggs so early when other guys was on the board. I do be wanting them to have success because, you know, they drafted everybody from Clemson.
I call them Oakland Clemson. That's pretty much what they should be called right there. Yeah,
the Las Vegas Tigers or something, man. Like they.
Yeah, my bad, Las Vegas. Now not Oakland, but Las Vegas. Yeah, Las Vegas Tigers, Las Vegas Clemson, something like that. Clemson Raiders.
Yeah, they.
Something like that.
They draft all my guys, and I really, really, you know, support them for that. You know, we live here in Vegas, so, you know, I might go check them out. I just think they so young, and John Gruden's style of football right now, he just. I want to know what he's going to do with Mariota and Derek Carr. Like, it's for that system he's running. I don't know if you ever hear it. I know you hear it before, heard it before.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe, you know, calling plays in the hub. Like, they got the long titles.
Long-ass shit. Yeah, man.
Like, he need to simplify all that. I mean, you got to do better. I don't really know what to say about that. I like they tight end, you know, young Waller.
Weller.
He played great last year. Of course, they got Henry Ruggs, you know, but, you know, I'm not sold on him at all. They got Jacobs. You know, he played great as a rookie last year. You know, defensive line, that's where they money should be made right there. You got Crosby.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, Cleveland Farrell can come along this year. They got the young safety. I can't even think of his name, but they got
– Oh, yeah, Abrams.
Yeah. He was hurt last year.
He's hurt last year.
They got some pieces, you know, they just ain't got it all together. And I feel like they're trying to draft like Kansas City to be like them instead of, you know, being their own team, having their own identity.
I got them,
you know, about 4-12. I don't have them winning many games.
Okay, shoot. Okay, well, I got them, you know, finishing last two. I got them going 7-9. Last year, they did do a lot of injuries last year, so I give them that. And they was in the playoff hunt for a while until like the last 2-3 weeks of the season. But like I said, those injuries just caught to them. I mean, they had different receivers, except for your boy Renfro, who's like the only one that was healthy the whole year.
You know, big playmaker around there, you know. Yeah. Mr. Cook, yeah. Mr. Third Down.
Mr. Reliable, man, especially on third downs. Just look for him. But, yeah, everybody else was always hurt. You had Weller that was there, who had a great season. Come back. Well, I think it should have been comeback player of the year.
Yeah.
Tell you the truth.
After being out with drug addiction and all that stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. So he came back strong. They added Jason Witten. I think he's more there for like a veteran leadership role, right? Better, like you said, that team is young.
He's slow ass at tight end or something. He do I mean, at fullback, yeah. Go block something.
He gonna be out there. She's still trying to run and stuff, but yeah, they got him out there. Their defense line is pretty good. Like you said, if Farrell does a little bit better, they got Crosby, who was a surprise to them, late round pick. They got good young defensive tackles. So, to me, it's going to be that back end. You know, if Abrams come back healthy, and that secondary can hold up, because, you know what I'm saying, they're going to be in that division where that ball's going to be getting thrown around a lot in that division. So, they got to get ready for that. But they also need a good pass rush. Their pass rush, other than Crosby, wasn't there. So, they're going to need to pick that up to help that back end out. But I have to go on 7-9. I just think that that division, man, it's just tough. It's a tough division. That's pretty much what it comes down to. And like I said, I like Jacobs. I thought Jacobs should have won it, Rookie of the Year, to tell you the truth. But he took a pounding last year. He ended up getting wearing out towards the end of the season because he was running the ball a lot because they had no receivers. They had no other receivers but your boy.
Yep.
And so hopefully everybody can stay healthy. And that would help him out too. You know, you don't have to rely so much heavily on him, you know. But the good thing about Jacobs, though, he didn't do a lot of running at Alabama, you know, because he split a lot of time. So he doesn't have really a lot of wear and tear. But last year, you can tell it kind of got to him. Like I said, he got hurt towards the end of the season. But hopefully everybody's back. Even then, though, I still have him going 7-9, mainly because that division is tough. And that back end, I'm not really sure how much they're going to hold up every single week in and week out against the pass.
Yeah.
Especially if you can't get no pass rush, that's really going to hurt you right there. You know what I'm saying? That pass rush is a DB's dream. So
yeah,
one of those two got to step up, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree. I just, like I say, they schedule. Schedule ain't necessarily busy. Got to play Kansas City twice. I mean, I think the Broncos are a better team.
They got the Saints, too. They got the Saints
early.
Tampa Bay, mm-hmm. Yeah. Like I said, they're going to see some good quarterbacks. Like I said, that ball, you get thrown around a lot against that secondary. And like I said, I don't know yet. We'll see. Maybe they get we'll see. We'll see how that goes, but. The main thing is they need to get a pass rush. That pass has got to get in there.
Yeah, I saw some stuff online the other day that was saying Marcus Mariota could be taking Derek Carr's spot. So we'll see how that go. I guess he's making a push.
Since his injury, he's kind of been like a little hesitant to go downfield.
Yeah.
Cause you know before he was playing it downfield, man, the Crabtree or whoever he had on the other side as a receiver. But it seems like he got back. It's like a lot of dump off, you know. And most of the time, to be like run off the catches, you know, all the yards and stuff. But hopefully, he'll get his confidence back, man. Start going downfield. Because I like Derek Carr. I think he's a nice solid quarterback. I just hope he can get his confidence and just start going downfield more often, you know, to help keep that defense honest.
Oh yeah. I will say they made an interesting move in the draft. As a Clemson guy, they drafted the safety we have for like the last 5 years, Tanner Muse.
They
moved him to linebacker.
Which is smart, yeah.
Big kid, he can run. So that's the guy he chased down. What's your boy from Ohio State? The running back.
J.K.
Yeah, J.K. Dobbins. He chased him down last year in the playoff game, so he could run. Chased him down in the open field. Yeah, him at linebacker, you know, that could be, you know, something that John Gruden had up his sleeve, or Mike Mayock would have made that choice. So that is.
Hell yeah, that's true.
That is.
Yeah, I did forget about him. Yeah, because he can play nickel. He can play nickel and dimes because of his, like I said, because of his ability to play playing safety and stuff. So yeah, that was a good pick. I forgot about him.
He needs to be able to cover a little bit better, but he can run.
Oh, he's gonna have to. He can run.
So if he, you know, they go to a back set, like you said, a nickel set or a dime set, like I think that could be like a little extra. You know, all these teams are drafting these safeties and linebackers to try to guard these tight ends. So, yeah, you know, we'll see how that go.
Okay, yeah, for sure. Okay, so yeah, so we both had Kansas City number one, but then I had L.A., Denver, and Las Vegas to finish out my standings. And then you had Kansas City, Denver, right?
Yep, Denver.
Denver, L.A., and then Las Vegas.
Yep.
Okay. So now we're going to move on to the NFC West. And, you know, how I feel about this division, my teams in this division. And they surprised me last year. You know, if anybody know me, before the season started last year, I said, hey, we're healthy. We can go 10-6. That's why I had us going. I thought we would go 10-6.
Yeah.
It might be a wild card team. But they did better than I thought. They did really good. They did really well. Kyle Shanahan offense was ran perfectly almost into the last game.
Yeah.
But we're going to talk, as far as the whole NFC West goes, who do you got winning this division?
All right. You're going to be upset at me. I already know.
It's going to be good. I already know who you're going with. That's a team that worries me, too, to tell you the truth, in the whole NFC division, too.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Seattle, of course.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly got them going 12-4. Their toughest stretch is their first three games. They got the Falcons, then the Patriots, then the Cowboys. You know, other than playing y'all, that's their toughest stretch. So, you added your boy Jamal Adams. They're trying to create the Legion of Boom again. You know, they got the Griffin brother over there at corner. They gave up McDougal, which I really didn't like that move. The secondary, I felt like, was good, you know, but now you're adding a hard-hitting safety, somebody that can, you know, a hybrid pretty much, they can do anything. Of course, Russ is going to be Russ, you know, in and out every year. Tyler Lockett is always solid. DK had, you know, coming out party last year, so I'm guessing he's going to be even better this year, we think, you know. They had some injuries at tight end last year, like they top one or two tight ends got hurt, so if they come back healthy. I don't think they made a move with Jadeveon yet, though, have they? I don't think they paid him yet.
Nah, Jadeveon's still a free agent, man. Yeah. I think last I heard, they're still talking. I think they were talking either between him and Clay Matthews, but they haven't made a pick on either one of them yet. But yeah, Jadeveon's still out there. Yeah,
Jadeveon won top money, so
last year hurt him because his stats don't reflect of the money that he wants, you know.
Right.
But his impact, though, if you look at his impact, though, I mean, I would pay him. I ain't gonna lie, I would pay him. I mean, his impact alone is just, it's tough.
Yeah. I mean, I said last year, Houston definitely traded the wrong DN.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, you know, to the Houston fans, but I'm definitely trading J.J. Watt last year. He was so unhealthy. That's why they couldn't trade him, probably, and everything he done. But if it was me, I would have kept Jadeveon. You paid Larry Tunsil.
Big money, too.
Right. I would have paid Jadeveon and got rid of J.J. You probably could have got quite a bit for him. They pretty much gave away everybody. Like, they gave away Jadeveon. They gave away DeAndre. But that's my only question. They D line. You know, they linebacker core definitely up to par.
Yeah, so, Bob, I like Bobby Wagner, man. I like him.
Yeah, definitely up to par. So I don't know. I'm trying to really think of the weakness in the team. I want to say
D line.
The D line. That's really it. I feel like, you know,
and to the truth, like the offensive line too.
That's what I was saying.
I feel
like Russ had to make a lot of plays last year with his legs to be able to get the ball off. So maybe the two, you know, the trenches, if they address the trenches you know, mm-hmm. that could be pretty scary. So I got them. That's my first team.
All right, I respect that. Well, me, I got my boys. You know, I'm not being biased. I'm gonna tell you why I got them going first. Yep. But I got the 49ers. I got them going 12-4. Like I said, last year was Jimmy G's first, you know, year as a full time starter coming back from ACL. You and I know how it is with ACL. Yep. It takes you a couple months, you know, mentally to get your mind right with that knee injury. You know, so. He's had to get, you know what I'm saying, comfortable, you know, being back there in the pocket and stuff. So I feel like once he got comfortable, you know, he had a great season. He was the only quarterback to be top five in touchdown passes, completion percentage. And there's one more thing, I forgot what it is, but he was the only one to be top five in all of that, you know. Mm-hmm. And I know everybody's like, well, playoffs, you know, he didn't throw the ball much. Well, he didn't have to. We were running the ball.
Right.
And which kind of goes to, like, you know, which is why in Super Bowl I was so frustrated and mad, because if we just run the ball, we win the Super Bowl, you know. But he wanted to get cute and throw the ball for some reason. I don't know why. But hopefully Kyle learns a lesson. For maybe they say third time's a charm. Maybe he learns a lesson and be like, you know, stop freaking throwing the ball when you got the lead and just run that shit, you know. Yeah, man. So hopefully third time's a charm, man. But again, okay, so the reason why I got them going 12-4, I got them winning the division. We bring back just about everybody. Only person that we lost DeForest Buckner. We traded him because, you know, he wanted some big money. We just couldn't afford him. We paid George Kittle yesterday. That's the reason why we wouldn't have been able to afford DeForest Buckner. So we got pretty much everybody coming back, and we replaced DeForest Buckner in the draft with Javon Kinlaw, who was a big human being. You know, that dude's big as hell. I didn't realize how big he was, so I saw him, and that dude's a big dude. So we replaced him with Defoe with him. We lost Emmanuel Sanders, but we replaced him again in the draft with, to me, a younger, faster version of him, and Brandon Ayuk. But like I said, we got everybody coming back on offense, everybody on defense pretty much. Like I said, we lost one person. So we lost one person on offense, we lost one person on defense, but we replaced both those guys in the draft. And I feel like usually players in second year in the system, in the Kyle Shanahan system, they do a whole lot better because they, you know, the offense is really hard to understand the first time. So I feel like this year is going to be – I think Jimmy G is going to play even better. And like I said, the key, of course, to any team's health. And so far, we know Debo is hurt. He broke his foot in the offseason. Yeah. So he won't be back until maybe October. But we just added, if you saw the news today, we just added Tavon Austin and J.J. Nelson to add depth to that, our wide receiver core. So that was a good sign. I like those signings.
I definitely did see that, but I think y'all will use Tavon
really like well. We used Debo. Yeah. I think with the reverses and stuff like that, yeah. And hopefully we got two receivers coming back who was injured last year. Hopefully they're healthy, because I think they're going to be – a big difference makers if they're healthy, especially Trent Taylor, who's like a Hunter Renfro on third down. That dude's reliable.
Yeah.
And so hopefully he's back healthy. He had a lot of issue with his foot, you know, a lot of complications with his foot. I think he got infected and he had to get another surgery again. So hopefully he's back healthy. We got Jalen Hurd. Hopefully he's back healthy from his back injury. So like I said, I just feel like we got a lot of players coming back. Continuity, I think this year is going to be very key with no preseason football and the whole COVID. And I think, like I said, us and the Chiefs might be like the two teams that got mainly all the players coming back. You know, like I said, the Chiefs didn't lose nobody except for Damian Williams, because he opted out. And like I said, we lost a player on offense, player on defense, but we replaced both those guys in the offseason. And like I said, we also replaced Debo for right now as he comes back from his injury. So I just feel like I said, our defense line, we're young, and that was our strength of our defense. Even though we had number one ranked pass defense, but that's because our defense line was just so good. Fred Warner is a young, up-and-coming linebacker who's going to be probably one of the tops in the league. Give him a couple more years. He's good already, and it's only been his second year. And so I just think we're going to be – we're set up. It's all on us, you know. I think we can make a run back, but health is key. like always. And I just think that Jimmy G's going to make a big step this year, too, under that offense system.
Makes sense. I agree. I'm not going to disagree at all. I got San Fran as my second team, of course. I got y'all going 11-5, and simply because of what I mentioned with Seattle, they have that weak stretch. Not weak, but they strongest stretch their first 3 weeks. Y'all hardest stretch of the season is Seattle, Green Bay, then New Orleans, all in a row.
Just like how we had last year when we had to play Green Bay, Baltimore, this and Saints all back 3 games in a row like right. that.
So that's the only reason why I got y'all going 11-5. That's a tough stretch. I mean, for anybody, that's a tough stretch. The continuity, like you said, is there. I think one thing, you know, I do kind of got my worries about, at least with Emmanuel Sanders there last year, you knew who your number one was. And now somebody else kind of got to step up and be the number one.
The trying to tell you, like, if it comes to passing, it's going to be Kittle.
Yeah, for sure.
Because you see, we picked up. I forgot to mention it, but we picked up Jordan Reed.
Oh yeah, but he just don't know. That's
why I said health is key. If he's healthy, watch out, man. If he's healthy, man, like I said, if he's healthy,
y'all go a lot of double tight end tests or line up one of the.
We can do a lot of double tight end anyway because we drafted a tight end from Georgia, who's mainly known for blocking. But now, like I said, if Jordan Reed is healthy, man, because no, he's always probably always making concussions.
Yeah,
if he comes back healthy, man, I'm telling you that's gonna help Georgia out be our number one receiver until Debo gets back, or until one of the other guys can step up and be a number one. But yeah, because we saw what happened last year on that fourth and one who we went to, you know, with George, you know. So,
yeah, Jordan Reed will
be the key.
It's a mismatch, exactly. You know, but
you can mismatch with anybody in the league. Yeah,
I just, you know, the stretch, you know, like you say, being healthy, and then that's a hard stretch. That's the only reason why I got to one game short of them. So I still think it's possible that in the long run, if y'all do run the ball like y'all supposed to, y'all can make a better playoff push than they possibly could.
Yeah. Yeah, because like we said, we were number two last year behind the Ravens and rushing. And so, yeah, hopefully he learned a lesson, third time the charm, and just run that ball, bro, run that ball. Yeah. I mean, he did the first two playoff games. That's what made me so mad and frustrated. Like, he did the first two playoff games, man. Like, so he caught me off guard when he did that, though. But it's all good. Like I said, hopefully he'll learn from it and we'll, like I said, it won't make that mistake again if we're back there again.
Okay,
sure. So for my second team, I got Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, to me, that's a team that I'm worried about out of any team. I'm not really worried about the Saints. I'm not really worried about the Tampa Bay or Green Bay. It's Seattle. Well, we play them twice a year, of course, but the team that worries me because of Russell Wilson, man. Like, that guy, I respect him. I hate every team in the NFC West. I really don't like Seattle, but I love and respect Russell Wilson's game, man. I think that dude, he's the reason that team is always in games. Literally, like, if he's not there, that team is going to be below 500 all the time. Mm-hmm. It's not even close. And it's a crime. It's a shame that this dude never even received an MVP vote.
Yeah.
Never even received not even one vote. I just do not get that, man. I do not get that at all. Last year, they had the most wins of one possession, pretty much like 6 points or less, and all because of Russell Wilson. I mean, if it wasn't for him, they would have lost a lot of those games. They wouldn't even made it to the playoffs. No lead is safe for him. Every time you tell you guys a good lead, he always comes back, no matter what. He always brings his team back. And like I said, now he got some good receivers, you know, with DK and what's his name?
Tyler Lockett.
Yeah, Tyler Lockett. You know, he's a really good underrated receiver. But and they got a good running back, so hopefully they can stay healthy. They all got hurt at the same time last year, which was really crazy.
Yeah.
But hopefully they got healthy, and they always have a good run team year in and year out. The defense is going to be good. You know, they got Jamal Adams. I don't know how they always get a free agent every single year. They always find a way to get one. But they got Jamal Adams. I don't know how they're going to use him, though. Is he going to be the Earl Thomas, or is he going to be a Cam Chancellor type
dude? He got to be Cam.
The reason they got him, of course, is because of George Kittle. They think he's going to be able to stop George Kittle, but man, good luck with that. I mean, he has a good coverage, covering safety, but he ain't the answer. I'm sorry, he ain't the answer. He's more of a run stopper.
I feel like he's more of a linebacker.
Yeah, which, so
like his build. You know, I do think he's working on his coverage skills. I think, like you said, he's a hybrid. So.
Yeah, no, you're wrong. He can cover. He doesn't get wrong. He can cover, but he don't. He wasn't going to give his guys like George Kittle type dudes, you know, week in and week out. So I think
what did help him is though he lined up in a lot of different spots.
Because he was in that defense. He was with that Doug Williams defense. They had him everywhere, you know. So blitzing in the box. Every now and then he'll be back there in the back. But so that's what I'm saying. The way that they run that defense, like you said, he's probably going to be a Cam Chancellor like, so he'll be close to the line a lot. So we'll see how that works, you know. We'll see if they're going to blitz him at all or what, you know, or they'll keep him in coverage. Because your D-line, like we mentioned earlier, is not that strong. They're pretty weak, I feel like. Not hating or anything, I'm just telling you how it is. Like, they didn't really get that much pressure last year, even with Clowney. So I don't know how they're going to be this year, but, we'll see. But, I had them going 10-6. I think they're going to be another wild card team. I feel like they're going to lose a couple. Like I said, they won a lot of close games last year. I think they might lose a few this year. But, like I said, again, the key to that team anyway is going to be Russell Wilson. I mean, as long as he's there in the back and he's healthy, that team is going to be above 500, I feel like, until he retires.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely agree with that. Okay, so moving on. All right, so I'm pretty torn between these last two teams. So I'm going to give them both a record of 8-8. You got L.A. Rams, you got Arizona Cardinals. I feel like L.A. is pretty much having to – first of all, like I mentioned earlier, they on Hard Knocks. We know how that goes. It's the Hard Knocks curse.
Yeah.
You know, you got Aaron Donald there, big playmaker. You got Jalen Ramsey
beast.
Now.
Yeah, beast.
But he still ain't got his contract. I feel like they had to give up, you know, some pieces.
A lot.
They had to give up a lot of pieces just to even know, you know, to be in the ballpark to pay him, basically. So you're giving up a lot of pieces to have a good D lineman and a good DB, you know. You got a
corner.
Right. Yeah. You got young Taylor Rapp. I like him. Corey Littleton. Linebackers are decent, but offensively.
Wait, didn't Corey?
I think he left, yeah, but, you know.
He went to the Raiders.
You had these pieces. You know,
okay, yeah, yeah. They're gone now, yeah.
So, you know, that's it's a big drop-off on defense. And they already didn't look that great on defense last year once they made the trade, honestly. You got Jared Goff, you know, at quarterback. I'm still not the biggest believer in Jared. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel like, you know, I mean, he looked better, you know, under McVay because Jeff Fisher had us thinking he was a bust.
But, yeah, he did. He had seen a lot of quarterbacks.
But he had my boy B.Y. looking bad too. But, you know, you lose Brandon Cooks. You still got Cooper Kupp coming back healthy. You still got Robert Woods. You got the dual tight ends and Higby and Everett. You lose Todd Gurley. But you got Cam Akers from Florida State. I like that pickup.
They also got Darrell Henderson, right, too, from last year that they drafted, too. Right. So he'll be running back by committee.
I feel like Cam Akers is a dog. But that Florida State team was so bad, he couldn't get the recognition.
Yeah,
that offensive line was,
yeah.
So I feel like he's gonna show something, and I think he's going to be good. But I feel like, you know, they going to go 8-8. I don't – in that ballpark. I don't got them – you know, I don't feel like they going to be – they already had a drop-off from the year they went to the big game. So
Super Bowl, yeah.
You know, they like this could be just as bad, if not worse.
All right. And then you want to save talk about Arizona later?
I can go Arizona. Yeah. You know, Kyler made, you know, some big strides last year. He still got Fitz there, you know, holding down the fort. That's who Mr. Reliable right there.
More tackles than he got dropped. Right. So that's crazy.
Right. You add my boy D Hop in a steal of a trade.
Steal of the century, right? I hate that trade because it had to be in our division. That's why I hate that shit so much.
And, you know, I think they up and coming, you know, Kingsbury, the offense last year, you know, is one of the ones where you got to run it for like a year or two to be able to, you know, settle in. But I feel like Kyler Murray will be more comfortable this year.
Hey, and also, too, not to cut you off, but Christian Kirk. He'll be a good third receiver for them.
Yeah, Christian Kirk, honestly, you know, I wouldn't mind Larry being the third because, you know, you just need to save him for important downs, honestly. Christian Kirk up and coming. I like him as well. I feel like the O-line got to protect Kyler more. You know, that's a little guy back there. He can't be getting hit. He did use his feet well. Their defense just got to play better. You know, they drafted my boy Isaiah Simmons. One of the guys that say he coming to stop George Kittle.
Yeah, coming to stop Kittle, man. That's what I'm saying. That's why everybody doing out of it. They're drafting people or getting people to try to stop Kittle,
That's a big guy though. You know, he started out as safety, and then he got moved to linebacker. He's
freak athlete too. Freak athlete, man.
6'4", 4'3", 40. You know, he can move. So long arms. So they always give y'all a run for y'all money too. San Francisco, they always play a hard game for y'all.
They always play us tough, and no matter what, no matter how good we are, even in Jim Harbaugh days, they always gave us the toughest games. I was like, what the hell? Why they always, like, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, they always give us tough games no matter what. No matter how bad they are, they always play good against us.
Right. So I can see them. You know, it ain't a great record, but it's a step in the right direction for them.
Direction.
Basically. So, you know, if it was anybody else going to be the next Russell Wilson, I guess they got him. But Russ, I feel like Russ going to be around for a while. Like you said, they always going to be. Up there in San Francisco, y'all locked in for a minute. So if this team gets any more competitive, it could be – that division could be stupid nasty.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And also, too, one of the best players nobody even talk about or really even never say his name is Chandler Jones.
Oh, yeah, D-line that they got.
That dude, he gets no recognition, man, but mainly because the team wasn't that good, but that guy – he can ball.
Yeah,
I think he had like 20 sacks last year. You know, 20, I think he had the most sacks in the last 3 years.
Yeah, they got,
but people don't know that.
They got pieces. You know? They just young, and then you know you got Pat P over there. He aging. They got the DB from where, Washington.
From Washington, yeah.
Yeah, he up goes Murphy. He coming along.
Yeah, Bubba, what's his name?
Buda Baker.
Buda Baker. He stepped up last year. Had a good year last year.
They got, you know, they one of them teams that's young, like, but they not like trash. They kind of like in the same spot that, you know, Denver would be.
Yeah, they was never getting blown out of games. Yeah. They was in a lot of the games. You know, that they playing. Actually, they almost beat the Ravens last year. You know, so they was always in games. That's never their problem. Like you said, they're just young and just couldn't finish off games, you know.
Right.
Yeah. So that's my third place team, Arizona. Okay. I got them going 7-9. I forgot to mention this earlier, but Russell Wilson is the reason why a lot of these players now are getting drafted high. Because remember back in the day, it was always you got to be 6'5", 6'4" to be the quarterback.
Yeah. Yeah.
To get drafted number one overall, or even in the first round, even get looked at in the first round, other than Mike Vick, you know.
Yeah.
I think Drew Brees went in the second round. But yeah, because of Russell Wilson, you know, you had 2 5'10" quarterbacks get drafted number one overall back to back years, you know, and that's all because of Russell Wilson. You know, he's showing you that you don't matter how tall you are, I mean, if you can play, you can play. You know what I'm saying? You can play the position, you can play the position. And I thought Kyler Murray, like I said, I thought he did a good job last year as a rookie, man. And I'm glad he came to the NFL, because if it wasn't for him, we wouldn't have got Nick Bosa. So I'm glad he came and decided to play football instead of going to play baseball. So that was good. But yeah, he had a good year last year, rookie of the year, even though I thought Josh Jacobs should have won it, but I wasn't too mad that he won it. But he had a good year. But like you mentioned, the O-line got to get better, because he was running for his life. Mm-hmm. And thank God that he's fast and a good athlete, because he could have got sacked a whole lot more if it wasn't for his speed.
Yeah, that's what's saving them 5'10" quarterbacks a little bit of mobility. I mean, Baker ain't got it. He's just out there throwing that thing.
Yeah, like you said, they add your boy Nuke, so that's going to be really, really good. I just hope that he don't feel like he got to force it to him, though, you know? You know, some young quarterbacks get when they get, like, a good top guy like that.
That's what happened with Cleveland when they got OBJ.
Yeah, when they got OBJ. So I hope he don't feel like he has to force it to him. Hopefully, Nuke being out there will open it up for Christian Kirk. You still got to respect Larry Fitzgerald. So, yes, you can't, you know what I'm saying, disrespect him like that. So, hopefully, you know what I'm saying, he'll do that and don't force the ball, because that's how you throw interceptions. Like Andy Dalton. Andy Dalton used to force the ball all the time to A.J. Green. That's why he had so many picks. It was always going towards A.J. Green when he was forcing the ball, you know. So, I hope you don't feel like it's because he has a top two receiver in the league that he has to force the ball to him, you know what I mean? But like I said, the offense is going to be the offense. The offense is going to put up points, you know. But the offense line got to protect better. The defense, like I said, Chandler Jones is a very, very good player nobody knows about. Buda Baker stepped up in the safety spot. The only question mark would be the inside linebackers and how much longer can Pat Pete hold up, you know. He did okay last year, but he was getting beat a lot last year, more than normal than I'm used to seeing him get beat by. And Murphy was still young, so he still needed to develop too. So that's going to be my question mark, is that inside linebacker spot and the corners, and they can hold up for the whole season. And even the defensive tackles too, because I'm not sure that run – it was easy to run on that team in the middle. So we'll see how they're going to do. But the defensive ends are good. The safety spots are solid. Only, like I said, only question marks the outside, the corners, and then the D tackles. So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, I agree.
But I had them going 7-9, third place. And then my last place team is the LA Rams. I think we talked about this earlier on our draft show. I didn't think they had a good draft, to tell you the truth.
They did.
They lost a lot of players on defense and didn't really address it. I mean, you lost Clay Matthews, you lost your Littleton, your safety retired. What was his name?
Eric Weddle.
Eric Weddle, he retired. You lost, what's my man named? 50, Dante Flower. So you didn't really address none of that in the offseason or in the draft. So I think they're going to be really weak. Other than Aaron Donald and Jalen Ramsey, where the help at? You know what I'm saying? I really don't see where they got the help at. Like I said, they lost too many players, I feel like, on the defensive side. And on offense, they're going to be good because of McVay, even though I feel like people are starting to catch on to what he's doing. You can stop that play. You stop that play-action rollout. You can stop that whole team, you know.
Yeah.
They lost Cooks, lost Gurley, but it's going to be a running back by committee. I think Robert Woods and Cooper Kupp, they're going to be able to hold it down. But who are going to be a third receiver? I know they drafted a guy from Florida.
They said they got two good tight ends.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that'll help. I mean, I feel like Gerald Everett more of a receiver anyway. So maybe split him out sometime.
Yeah. But that's my thing is if you can stop that play action bootleg, you can stop that team, man, because we figured that out when we played them the second time. You stop that because they was killing us in the first couple quarters with that bootleg. But then once we caught on to it and made adjustments to it, they couldn't do nothing else, you know.
Yeah.
And so offensive line too is a question mark. They had a lot of, you know what I'm saying, fill-in spots. You know, I think the only guy that started all the game last year was Whitworth, the left tackle. Yeah. they had to fill in a lot of spots throughout that whole entire line. So that line is still questionable. So yeah, I have been going 6-10. Like I said, I just didn't see no improvement in the offseason or in the playoff, or in the draft. They give up a lot to get Jalen Ramsey. So I think they're gonna hurt them in the long run, I feel like.
Oh yeah. Paying him is gonna really cost.
Yeah, because they already paid Jared Goff. And so like you said, they're gonna have to pay up Ramsey. You probably have to pay up Cooper Kupp too. He's coming up too on his contract. So
yeah.
It's gonna be looking like trouble. Them in Seattle made some crazy trades that might hurt them in the long run. But I feel like Seattle's gonna be able to survive it more because of Russell Wilson. That's what's gonna happen for them.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, so that's my order. I got the Niners, Seahawks, Arizona, and then the LA Rams.
Indeed.
And then you had, well, you didn't really say who you had third. You had them both at the same record.
Yeah, I'm not really sure. I'm not really sure. I want to see. I guess I'm gonna get the edge to Arizona because the hard knocks curse.
Okay, yeah. And I also just feel like Arizona's a better team too. I feel like they're better.
I feel like they more well rounded.
Yeah. Well, yeah. This is going to be a tough division. You know, that's what I'm saying. To me, the only team, like I said, out of the whole NFC division that I'm worried about is Seattle. Like I said, it's mainly because of Russell Wilson, man. That guy right there he's just good, man. He's great. I like him. He's a good player.
Yeah, he a baller. He proved that year in and year out.
For sure, man. Like I said, he's the reason why now if you're a young kid and you're 5'10", 6 feet, you want to be a quarterback, you have a chance now, you know, because of Russell Wilson. I feel like he opened the door for a lot of guys.
You got to have that cannon, though.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's probably low-key. Nobody really talked about his deep throwing.
It
was a good deep ball, yeah. Accurate. Very good deep ball, man, so – nobody really talks about that. And so I think, like I said, I think it's a shame that he never had received at least one MVP vote in the last five. Since he's been in the league, he never received one. And I think it's crazy. And I can understand why last year he didn't receive it because, you know, Lamar was a unanimous. But still, man, that dude deserves some votes.
Yeah. He's getting overlooked year in and year out. It's just like when you say Bron can win the MVP
every year. Yeah,
and,
true.
You know, so same thing.
Yeah. Okay. Before we go, man, so I've been hearing rumblings. People are getting worried. You think the season going to start?
I think it'll be delayed, but I don't think they want to miss out on that kind of money, especially when you already got certain NCAA teams and divisions pulling out. I mean, I feel like the NFL definitely has enough money to come up with something, but you got some people that's going to be willing to take the risk, some people that's not, like we've seen already, some people pulling out. So,
yeah.
I think we could possibly see, you know, them start the season and have to shut it down if things don't get better, but I think they're going to push along.
Yeah, I think they're going to – I mean, it's less than a month, the first game. Houston and Kansas City is going to happen on Thursday. So they're going to do something. They make a decision, like, I think, like now.
Yep.
Or within the next couple of days, I feel like they're going to really cancel the season. But I think I think the way the NBA is going, the way the NHL and soccer has been, like, they haven't had no big cases. Like, the NBA hasn't had no cases of a negative test. Neither has hockey or soccer.
It's hard NFL in a bubble, though.
Well, that's what we're going to get to. If they can do baseball, they were doing okay except for those two teams that messed up. I don't know what they did wrong. We're talking about the Marlins and the St. Louis Cardinals.
Yeah.
But everybody else has been good. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like you got to follow the protocol. I mean, we saw what that dumbass kid did in Seattle trying to sing that girl. Yeah. So I'm saying you can't have guys like – yeah. So you can't have guys doing stuff like that. If you can have guys, you know – make sure they go to a hotel where they have it all to themselves if they're on the road and just be like, you know, hey, if you break any of these protocol rules, man, you out. You know what I'm saying? You join the NFL, you got to play to get paid.
Yeah, so it's much harder to play a football game with no fans in a basketball game, no fans.
Soccer's been doing it.
Soccer
overseas has a way bigger crowds than football, and they've been doing it too. So
that's also true.
So I feel like if they could do it, I feel like a lot of players have said, "Hey, if there's no fans, we got to bring our own juice. We got to play. We just got to go ahead and play." You know, and they're probably gonna pump in some fan noises anyway. I feel like, but somebody else speaking of that too, they do that. Somebody had made a good point. They're like, they pump in the fan, or are they going to like pump it up to like the level of like a Kansas City crowd or a Seattle crowd, or how are they going to do it? You know, yeah. And I'm like, oh, that's a good point. I don't know how they would do it, but I can see them do that because they do that with the NBA. They pump, they have some little crowd noises in there, you know, in baseball too. So I think NFL players, most of the ones that want to play, I said they really, it's going to be different, but they don't mind playing without the fans. So, and like I said, soccer. Just doing a good job, and you know, so like I said, soccer, especially overseas, they have way bigger crowds than what we have over here for football, and they've been doing good, and it's been going great. Like I said, no failed tests. Like I said, only two teams that have been messed up so far has been baseball, with the Marlins and the Cardinals, but everybody else has been good. If everybody follows the proper protocol, I think it's good. It could be the same way too for the NFL.
It's definitely possible. It's just. You know, NFL, the way NFL owners are, if you do it and you ain't got no fans, how much money are you losing?
That's true, but think about how much money. Would you rather get some money than none? I mean, you're going to get some money because of TV and revenue and all that stuff, and advertisements. Yeah,
that's true.
I mean, the only thing you're not going to get is that stadium money and, concession stands and all that shit, because, that shit's always overpriced anyway. But
true.
Would you rather get no money at all, or you just get something. You know what I mean? And the way that they're paying players is like, why would you pay these players all this money if you don't think they're gonna have a season? You know, especially, you know what I'm saying? Because the owners know something. They know. I feel like they know, because they're the ones that are like the boss of Goodell. He kind of listens to them. They go off of what they say. So I feel like if they didn't want the season coming up, I don't think they would be spending. Pat Mahomes got paid that much money that they would have waited. I feel like same thing with George Kittle. I feel like they would have waited to pay these guys all this money if they didn't think the season was going to happen. But who knows? Who knows? Because we saw what the Pac-10 and the Pac-12 and the Big Ten did. They put out a schedule, and then they came back and canceled the season anyway. So who knows? But that's a different story for another show, though.
Thanks.
Yeah. All right, man. So that's the end of our editions of all of our division picks. So if you happen to miss any of them, you can always go back and check them out. And when the season starts, you can always go back again, check them out to see if we were right or wrong. And so we are on record right now with our picks. So. Either we're going to look good or we're going to look dumb. So one or the other.
Ain't no difference than all the other casts on TV.
Like, oh, yeah. I mean, we can't be worse than some of these casts that I've seen, like Adam Rank, who said we were going to go 3-13 last year for the Niners. So we just doing what they're doing, but we're on record right now. So if you ever want to go back and see how we did, just go back and check out the show. And, again, man, thanks for being on the show good. It was good having you. It's always good talking sports with you. And
appreciate of course, you having me, bro.
Yeah, man. Of course, I'm going to have you on again. And some more future shows when we talk some more sports. You know, we got basketball, college football still we can talk about. So
indeed, it's going to be good. Indeed.
Yeah, it's going to be good to have you on the show again. So again, thanks again, man, for this edition of the division picks and predictions.
So appreciate you having me, man.
All right. And again, everybody, like I said, if you didn't get a chance to see our other shows on our division – picks, you can go back and check those out. And until next week, I'm out.